Welcome to the Going Merry Podcast, the number one One Piece rewatch podcast on the internet. My name is Derek, and I am one of your hosts. And as always, I have one of my fantastic friends, Whitney. How are you today? Wow, I was so nice to you there.
That was really nice. What is
I
wrong
know.
with
What the
you?
fuck is wrong with me? I must be
See, I
sick.
was gonna say I'm gonna throw a really hard fruit at your head, like Luffy does, but
I know,
no.
but now you can because I was too nice.
Well, I kind of still want
I should be nice to you more often so you're forced to say the nice things back, because otherwise you sound like a dick.
Do you really think that that will work?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Let's not make no bones about it.
And Amanda is traveling abroad right now.
We miss
So
you.
she is over in Europe. So if any of our listeners in Europe sees Amanda walking around, wave hi.
Don't dox her, bro.
Huh?
Don't dox her.
I don't even
Don't
know
give
what
her
you.
location.
I just said in Europe, period. I'm sure there's plenty of Amandas in Europe.
Very true.
Because, I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't even know her location.
There.
I can
But if
probably
you
get.
see her,
If you see her, you can tell me the
need to know where she is.
location.
She never told us. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyway, so since Amanda is not with us today, we have a replacement. Annabelle, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did that introduction make you feel welcome?
Not really. I kind of just feel like a replacement. Like, I don't
But
even
you
know
were
how.
chosen above everyone else. Can you imagine?
What are
No
the other
offense, everybody else.
options?
No offense, everybody else.
So
No, we love having you here.
we
No, I'm
do,
happy to
we
be
do.
here. I love being here. I love this
Okay.
show.
So it's been 15 episodes, well, including these, since you were here last. How you feeling? Like anything you want to talk about or not talk about or whatever?
So remember how last time you told us that you couldn't tell us the name of the arc because it would be, is it Sky Island arc? Is
Yep.
that the arc? Okay. Okay, I see. I get it. I do have one really big question that I don't know if I want to save it till the end or just go ahead and say it or not, but Sky Island's pretty cool. Yeah, I have a really big question about it, but we'll
Okay.
get there.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right, so this week we reviewed episodes 154 to 158. Whitney, how are you feeling on these episodes?
This place is different. I have a totally different vibe
Mm-hmm.
than the One Piece that we've seen. To me, it's just a totally different. The characters are different. The crew interactions seem different to me. I don't know if I can put my finger on it. It just seems weird. Not in a bad way, but just not the same. I'm trying to understand this place, but I feel like I don't know if it's meant to be 100% totally understood just yet. I was a little thrown off by some of the, I don't know if I want to say pacing or just events that went in order. Like there was one, I'll mention it later, where they were in some really serious trouble, and it was very urgent that they get out of that trouble. And then all of a sudden, the trouble was not threatening anymore, and they were just goofing off. And then they were in trouble again, and then they were just goofing off. But it was never resolved. If that makes sense. And I'll talk about it later. But I was just like, what is it serious? Is it not serious? I'm not really sure how the power structure works here. It doesn't seem to be very serious
Kind of all
as
over the
opposed to
place.
like the Marines talking about their power structure here. The White Berets, I think, is what they're called.
Yes.
I have it in my notes, but they're kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm using the word weird a lot, I know, but
I mean,
it was just,
it's
it was,
fair.
I
It's
don't really
fair. It's
understand.
weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. And I don't really understand the whole dynamics yet. I have a feeling that not everybody's being truthful, and I'm not sure if that's fair or not, but it just, something seems off. I guess that's a better way to put it. It seems off, but not in
Absolutely.
a necessarily bad way, just odd.
Yeah, I get that. Annabelle, how about you? What are you thinking about these episodes specifically? How are you feeling?
These episodes specifically. So we're in Sky Island. We've made it. We're there. Weird. Yeah, Whitney's like right on the nose. That's the perfect way to describe it. It's weird. It's like a completely different world than what we've been in with One Piece. And it's almost silly, but kind of serious at the same time, but it's more silly than serious, if that makes any sense at all. And it's a little confusing too.
Sky Island is. I will tell you that they do answer all of the questions. Like, all of the questions you have about Sky Island will get answered by the end of the arc. All of it, all of it'll make sense.
Is this arc as long as Alabasta?
This is the shortest one we've done so far.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yay.
This, so like, even, because I think East Blue was to episode 61. So 61 episodes for East Blue and then about 70 episodes for Alabasta. This one's only 50. So it's shorter. It's the shortest one we've reviewed so far. We're actually almost halfway done with it.
Okay,
We're getting
really?
there.
And as
Yeah.
halfway
I'm
done, really.
almost. I've got a couple more weeks and then we'll hit the halfway point. But yeah.
I don't want to seem excited because I'm ready for it to be over. I want to understand more. That's why. It's not that I'm like, ugh, I'm done with this. Kind of like Alabasta towards the end.
Oh, yeah.
But this one, I'm just like, what? Tell me why. Who is this guy? And God, I don't get it. There's just so much going on. So.
So as someone that has seen the entire show before and like watching these episodes, and I just like I try to not say too much and like and some of my thoughts about arcs and stuff like that, just because if as someone who's never seen it before or anything, I don't want my thoughts to affect anybody else's, like, and saying, okay, I think that this episode is one of my favorites of the entire arc. Like, 'cause then if you don't like that episode, you're like, really? That's the bar we're setting right now? Like that's it? You know, it's like I try to not say too much. But at the same time, it's just been it was bugging me so much these episodes. 'Cause I was very bored watching these
With these
episodes.
five?
Yeah. And
Okay.
just the arc in general so far, I've been pretty bored with it. Like, I mean, good,
That's
you know,
fair.
like there is some stuff that happened in Jaya that I liked, and it's kind of funny because, like, as the entire thinking about the entire show of One Piece, not that Sky Island is bad, but I would put it as one of my lower tier arcs as far as one of my favorite goes, and this next arc that is after Sky Island. It is again. I'm trying to not say too much because I don't like saying this, but I think it's what's bugging me about the arc so far. This next arc following Sky Island is widely considered to not only be one of the best arcs in One Piece, but the one of the best arcs in anime, period. And
Whoa, that's a
so
big
it's like,
statement.
yeah,
Yeah. High expectations.
yeah. So like, even it was actually kind of funny because I was looking on Instagram earlier. And Emily Rudd, who is the live action Nami, was like answering questions on Instagram. And one of the questions was, what point do you want to make sure that you get, you know, where do you want to get to in the live action before it stops? And she named the arc following Sky Island. She's like, that's where I want to get to. Like, even her, that's her point. So I think part of the reason that this arc feels a little slow to me is just because I'm so excited about what's coming up following this. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes
I
tons
see
of
that.
sense.
Because like I remember on my first watch through, I did enjoy Sky Island, but of course at that time, I didn't know what was afterward. So now that I know what's afterward, it's like, can you know, I'm ready to get there.
But
Well,
even
I can go ahead.
as somebody who doesn't know what's coming, I understand why you're bored, because I feel since we're here and we've been here for a couple episodes, I feel like the getting there was more exciting than actually what's happening right now.
And like even I was kind of talking to my buddy Alex at work about Sky Island, and he's like, honestly, he's like, one of the worst points in the Sky Island arc is probably the stuff with Konis at the beginning. I was like, that's exactly what we're reviewing. He's like, it's just so slow and it takes them so fucking long to get going. Like, it's all just sitting around talking. And I'm like, no, that's exactly what we're talking about this week. And he did, like I said, I didn't even tell him where we were at. He just named these episodes as the slow points.
Yeah, I can see that too, and how you're bored, because really there's not a lot going on. Like, there's a little bit of, with finding this forbidden place. That's kind of the most exciting part, I thought, that happened.
Upper
And
yard
maybe,
and the four priests and the God, you know, and God and everything.
And like the thought that maybe it was kind of harder to really see, but like the thought that maybe some of the characters might not be trustworthy or telling the whole truth the whole time, but that's more of a, it's not like in your face excitement. That's more of a, you got to think about it kind of thing, which can get a little, not boring, but just old after a while.
It was drug out. The whole they might be lying thing was drug out with these five episodes. And I feel like it was pointless too, because they were going there either way. Luffy wanted to go there no matter what.
I know, he was so
So
fucking excited.
why are we lying? Why are we deceiving when they were gonna go there anyway?
He
I feel
literally could
like
have
very
just pointed for
pointless.
Luffy and he would have been like, yep, I'm going fucking that way. Like, you say less.
Well, I feel like his thoughts on this whole set of episodes was, I can't remember when he said it, but he was like, I'm not making any more captain decisions today, or something like that. So he's like, he's done. He's like ready to just go do what he wants. He's gonna be wild for a
He's
few.
like vacation mode right now.
He is.
Like the day before vacation, when you get off of work and you're in your car and you just mentally shut down. You're like, yep, that's it. We're on vacation mode. Everything that we want to happen is going to happen.
It's which is so funny because like vacation mode for him is him going to some place he's not supposed to be and beating somebody's ass he's not supposed to beat.
Facing
Like,
death. Almost
he's
certain
all for it.
death.
Fucking.
I don't think it was these episodes. I think it was the five episodes leading up to this when they found out about Sky Island. But Zoro, was it Zoro? I think it was Zoro. Zoro says to Chopper or Usopp, he's like, it's too late. You know who is already excited. And then it pans to Luffy being like, we're going to Sky Island. That's what this whole five episodes is like. It's like he's already excited.
Yeah,
Like, get over it. You're
it's done.
going.
And the shouting got, you could tell, like, the excitement level, the shouting gets so much more intense
It
in
does.
those kinds of episodes. I thought of Amanda a lot in these episodes, and I was like, Amanda would be so irritated right now.
I don't even
A lot
hear
of
it
yelling.
anymore. Well, and
Yeah,
that was the thing. I usually don't notice it anymore, but I thought in these episodes, I was like, whoa, Luffy. It was just a lot.
All right, well, we can go ahead and jump in here. So, episode 154. Finally, the crew has arrived at Skypiea. The crew each take their time to explore the new beach, unknown foliage, and different kinds of clouds that make up everything around them. Off in the distance, a native of Skypiea plays a harp. She comes over and introduces herself as Konis. When her father comes over, Nami is enthralled with his cloud waver that he arrives on and decides to ride it around a while the rest have a Sky Island dinner prepared by Konis and her father. At their house, Konis explains to the crew that what dials are and how they work. As they scarf down food, Konis worries about Nami accidentally going to Upper Yard. a forbidden and sacred ground which is home to their god. Annabelle, we'll start with you. How'd you feel about this episode?
It's very hard to separate the episodes, but I'm going to try because
Especially these, they all blended together really well.
yeah, they blend together, and a lot of the questions I had in this episode got answered by the end of the five episodes. But Skypiea is really cool. I really loved the explanations of like them making their own clouds and the clouds that are just naturally there, and then the science behind the dials and all that. That was really cool. Seuss, we need to add that to the
Oh,
list of animals we love because how fucking cute.
MVPs, MVPs
Yes. MVPs, a
of
cloud fox.
the
I love
cloud
it.
fox. I was like, wait, who the
So
fuck is he
cute.
talking about there for a second?
The cloud
It looks
fox.
like
He's
a
a little
cloud fox.
Arctic fox
He
mixed
does.
with like, have you guys ever seen the fennec foxes that live in the desert?
I have.
Yes.
Teeny tiny with the gigantic ears. Oh god, they're so cute. I love a
Yes.
fox.
Almost looks like a Pokemon. It's too
Yeah.
cute.
Yes.
Yeah, Konis. I don't like her.
You don't like her?
I don't like
Yeah.
her. I really
She's
don't.
off, right? She's just
She's
off.
very off, and I can't tell if it's an intentional off or if it's just a naive, stupid off. Kind of like somebody else we just got done with, Miss Vivi.
So like when you say when you are talking about her being off, are you saying like off as in you personally are just not a fan of her, or you feel like that there's an ulterior motive here that you think she's gonna flip?
That one
That
for
one,
me, yes.
okay.
Because I wanted to say this later, but I feel like it's relevant because all of the episodes blend together. But it's really feels it felt off from the moment they met Konis and I'm gonna butcher his name, Pagaya. Is that how you pronounce it?
Her dad's
The
name.
dad. Yeah, her dad. Yeah.
I kept
I just had to
missing it, so I
Google
don't
it.
even
That
have
is
it wrote
correct.
down. Pagaya. I don't know
Pagaya.
if
That's how you say it, but that's how you spell it.
Okay. I failed
Something was
miserably at his
off.
name.
Something was off the moment they met them, and I can't tell if it's a they knew who they were the second they stepped foot on the cloud because of them breaking the law, or if they found out later on and then was doing their citizen duty. But it really feels like that they knew who they were the second they got there.
Okay. So like even this that Konis kind of revealed at the end of the episodes, you know, all of that information, you still feel like there's another thing beyond that they're still holding back.
No, dude, it's so weird. Like, who the fuck is this god? And how can he just, like, is he actually god? Are they actually dead? Like, did they die and they're in heaven? Because that crossed my mind throughout these episodes, too.
Are their wings real?
Are they actual angels? Is this like god god, or are there different types of gods? What is happening here on Skypiea? I don't understand.
Yeah, same. And like, I don't know if it's more than what was revealed, where she was like, because it kind of seemed like they were very nice people, but they were hiding something, but you could tell they were kind of tortured about it. Like very iffy, like they felt bad about lying. And then she does say at the end, you know, like, oh, it's our citizen duty. We had to turn you in, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, is there more than that? Probably not, in my opinion. But still, it was just so weird because they kept doing little things through each episode where they were like, oh, we should have told you about this terribly dangerous thing you're doing right now. And it's like, these people suck. Like they seem nice, but they're not. Like letting you know you're in this whole new world and they should be warning you. Like, remember when you talked about the old lady and you were like, yeah, she's a jerk. She should have told them. I don't
Yeah.
know if that was you or Amanda.
No, that
And
was totally me.
I'm starting to see like all these people are like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like they
Yeah,
don't
like
warn them about anything.
when Nami took the waiver out, why
That's
didn't
it.
he tell her, like, don't go too
Exactly.
far because there's an island that you're not supposed to step foot on or you will die?
Yeah.
Nobody said anything. They just let her go.
That's that
What?
was my biggest point this episode about that whole thing. Yes, I agree.
Why? What the? And then afterwards, they're like, oh, where's Nami? I hope she didn't go too far. She's gonna die on that island. Not gonna lie, I got really excited for a second. I was like, oh my God, is Nami gonna die? I got
Yes.
really excited.
I have felt that with Usopp so many times.
She becomes an angel and stays in Skypiea forever.
So,
Maybe, hopefully, cross
hopefully,
fingers.
fingers crossed.
so something that happened recently, like over the summer, Oda took a 6 week break from writing because he had to have like laser eye surgery or whatever. So there were no chapters that came out for a while. Well, in the last chapter before he stopped, something happened to Usopp. And I told one of my buddies, and I was like, okay, so there's one of two things that possibly happens here. One is Usopp dies. That's a plus. And two is the only person that can fix him in his current state is one of my favorite characters of all time. That means they're coming back. Either way, this is a win-win for me.
Yeah.
It's like I'm sitting here over this whole 6 week break of Oda not writing, and neither one of those things happened, and I was so fucking frustrated.
Yeah.
He managed to fix it without it. I'm like, damn it. But anyway, yeah, trust me, I felt that multiple times with Usopp. I'm like, okay, so he's dying now. Cool, we're good.
We're good.
He's almost died so many times, and I'm just like, this man's been in a full body cast with X's over his eyes, and it still hasn't happened. Right?
And then Chopper tries to eat the last dumpling and he's fine, you know? Yep.
Chopper
Poor
yells
Chopper.
for a doctor. That
We
kills me every single
need
time.
a
You are a doctor, stupid. That makes me
doctor.
laugh every single time.
Here comes what's her face? You think she's finished medical school yet?
Kaya.
She
No,
just
she's got
floats
another like
in.
6 years.
She needs to meet Chopper.
Fucking Kaya. And I think it was in the last set of episodes that Sanji was like talking about something with the boat and like, do I need, and Usopp was like, do I need to tell you the story again? And I was like, I forgot Sanji wasn't there with all that. Like,
Oh, it
Sanji.
was right before they got Sanji.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something that I it's tricky sometimes. Anyway, Whitney, what'd you think of this episode?
Were you finished, Amanda?
You mean Annabelle?
Oh,
Wow.
sorry. I'm used to
Oh
interrupting Amanda so much. I'm
my
so sorry. Annabelle,
God.
were you finished?
That was amazing.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes,
Now
I am.
she's really
Muscle
feeling like a
memory.
replacement here.
It's muscle memory. I'm so
This
sorry.
wine was making my face feel warm, and that just made it over the top.
Whoops.
Whoopsie daisy.
No, yeah, I mean, pretty much everything Annabelle said. I feel the same way. I thought that the dials, I think is what they called them. They seem so, there's all different kinds apparently. Like some of them take pictures, some of them repeat what you say, and some of them blow air. So it's just, it's really interesting. I don't know that anybody else uses these that we've seen so far outside of this land. So I almost thought about the snails a little bit and wondered if that was related somehow, but I don't think there's an animal in these things. I think it's just a shell, but I really like the way that they talked about the clouds too, especially when they were making them for different things. When they were looking at them, I wrote down one quote by Usopp of all people, and he said, "This one blows wind out of its backside." So that's pretty funny.
Oh, like a
So,
fart. Gotcha.
yeah, like a fart. As soon as they get off the boat, we were talking about how Luffy is just in vacation mode, and who was it? Zoro was like, "I'm not sure if I can drop anchor here because it's just clouds." And Luffy says, "You know, I thought about that, and who cares?" And just turns off. on his merry way. So, and I like the little baby fox. I
And
love her, him, they.
I think Robin mentioned something, or like Zora mentioned something about it too to Robin, and she's like, I don't think anybody's gonna be able to change his mind, so we might as well roll with
Yeah. Robin is
it.
so low key
She
that I
is.
forget she's there sometimes. And then she just says this very logical, intelligent one-liner. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, there she is. But like, thank goodness for Robin because she's very smart and just knows what to do if it's an emergency. But otherwise, she just hangs back and kind of lets things go, you know. So I'm starting to like her. I hope I don't regret that.
I like that she calls Nami out on her being wrong every time. Makes me very
Yeah, she's
happy.
pretty equal that way. Like she's equal opportunity. She's not afraid to go at it with anybody, which is good.
So something else that if you notice with Robin, it took me a while to notice it, but the only person she calls by their name is Luffy. She calls him Luffy, and then Zoro is swordsman, and then navigator, cook, doctor.
Ah, now that you pointed
Yeah.
out.
The only
So she
person she
doesn't call
called,
him captain?
huh?
Is
I
she
think
doesn't
she
call him captain?
called him captain once in these episodes when he wasn't there, but to his face, she calls him Luffy. She does not do that with anybody else.
Weird. Huh. What does she call Usopp?
Long nose.
Yo, what the fuck is
Long, she
Usopp?
calls him Long Nose.
Long nose.
Long Nose. Yeah.
I thought maybe shipwright or something weird because he does take care of the ship some more than anybody
He's like
else.
the handyman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. He...
Handyman. That would be. I'm gonna have to notice that now. I'm gonna pay
Yeah,
attention.
you'll. Yeah, if you pay
Yeah.
attention to everything, like when she talks to someone, yeah, you'll notice it.
What if she's just really stupid and can't remember everybody else's names? She's not. I know she's not.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it. She's
It's
a stupid woman.
like Zoro. He has common sense with everything except for directions. Maybe Robin is extremely intelligent with everything except for names.
Bless him. He can't help it. Oh, and I don't know. Did I say this last time that our friend Brandy got me a Zorro Funko Pop for Christmas, and it's the coolest thing ever. She also got me two more One Piece Funko Pops, but I don't know who they are yet. So
You did tell me that. Yes. I think
one of
you're
them is Luffy, but it's a type of Luffy I've never seen before, so I'm not going to say it. But I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's still really cool, and I like them a lot, and I put them in my office.
That's exciting. I'm very happy
Is
for you. I
exciting.
need some One Piece pops.
Yeah, those are my first ones. I've never had any, so I'm excited.
I like my One Piece pops, even though I only have three.
You have Shanks, right? I feel like I remember you showing us that early on.
I do have Shanks, yes. I
Period.
love my Shanks
That's
pop.
awesome. Oh my God,
Yeah.
I need that.
So it's
Yeah.
funny because I got him on Amazon for like 20, 25 bucks, something like that. And if you go into like any of the nerd stores, like card shops or it's like Slackers or whatever, he's sitting close to 200 bucks for this exact same
What? Shut up.
one.
No way.
I'm not even shitting you. And I'm like looking at next time I'm in there and I see him, I will send you a picture of the price tag.
Wow, smokes.
I don't understand it. I'm like, how is he so freaking expensive? I bought him for 20 bucks. Like I don't
Yeah, but
I
how long ago was that?
when I bought him
Yeah.
4 or 5 months.
That's it?
Yeah, like I didn't get him
Yeah,
that long
why is this
ago. It
so
was after we
expensive?
started the podcast. I have no clue why. I
The only
even
reason for that would be if it was like a rare one, like there wasn't a lot made.
It, yeah, it's
Yeah.
this exact same one. Like I
And
even
now they're
after I
super
saw
popular.
it, e even after I saw it, I went on Amazon to see if the price was still what I paid for. It is. I have
Huh.
no clue why, but yeah.
That's wild.
And the other two,
Interesting.
like the three that I have here, the other two I'm not going to show you. But the three that I have here, based on the price tags that I've seen in stores, I'm totaling about $400 worth of Funko Pops in these three. And I spent a
Jesus.
total of 50 for them.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
Why?
weird. I fuck
Don't
if
get
I
it.
know.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
that's good.
really don't
Yeah,
know.
that doesn't make any sense.
I like I every time I see them, I'm like, I really wish they would take like I could trade in Funko Pops or something like that. I would make a fucking killing. Buy them for $20, trade them in for 150.
Yeah.
Like
Dude, you should go to a con. The Funko Pops they have at these are insane. Like, you can't even look at them all. There's so many.
Really? Oh, I bet, man.
It's
Oh,
wild. And it's
it's
stuff I've never thought would be a Funko Pop before. Because, my eyes are always drawn to Marvel, usually,
Oh yeah.
or DC sometimes, but
And there's a
there's
shit
just
ton of them
crazy
too.
stuff. And there's a bunch of custom people do, like, there's a ton of artists there. So they do custom ones. And I remember the first one we went to in Knoxville, there was a custom Scarlet Witch, and it was her floating in like her crisscross from like multiverse type thing. And she was painted in neon glitter paint. She was gorgeous. And I was like, I want that. It was almost $200. And I was like, I don't want that.
Yeah, that's a lot to spend on one pop.
It is, but it looked really good. I mean, they do a good job, and artists should be paid for their art, but I can't afford that for a Funko.
Yeah, I
If I went,
mean,
had a lot of disposable income, maybe.
if it was 100, I probably would have done it. But 200, that's a lot for a single pop.
Yeah, but that would be all I'm buying for the weekend,
Yeah.
probably.
So
Because, I mean, you're
speaking.
probably gonna spend that much anyway on stuff, but
Yeah.
So speaking of spending money you don't want to spend or whatever. I've mentioned it before. There is a One Piece movie that came out last year, I think. And it was One Piece Film Red. And it's not canon. Now, like if you were to watch it, you would still get a lot of spoilers from it just because of the characters that are in it and stuff like that. But it is essentially a musical because the main character of it is Shanks' daughter. And she has, yeah, I
Daughter,
know,
what?
daughter. And she's got a devil fruit. It is the Sing Sing fruit. And so essentially
Oh,
she can put someone under trance by singing to them.
all in
And
a trance, so she's like a
yeah, it's
siren or something.
yeah, kind of. But so the voice actress that plays her, or at least I think it's two different voice actresses, one that actually like voices her and then one that sings the songs for her. But the actress that sings the song, or all of the songs in the movie, she's a fantastic singer. Like I love listening to her. And she's singing them all in Japanese, so I have no clue what the fuck she's saying. But that's fine because I like the way she says
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I was talking to some people and they're like, yeah, she's actually getting ready to go on like a world tour. She's gonna be in Chicago in March. And I'm like, I wanna go.
You know her
And
name?
yeah, it's so I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Otto, it's ADO.
My daughter loves her.
See? See?
Yes.
She's fantastic.
That's why I asked. I was like, that sounds like somebody I think. Yeah.
She's
We
great.
love her. She's very
So
popular too.
yeah, she is. And so like I'm like, I want to go see her in concert. So we were looking up ticket prices, $1,000 a piece. I was like, I no longer want to go see her in
Yeah.
concert.
She's
Holy
already asked
shit.
me to go, and I'm like, I can't do
Yeah, like
that.
yeah, that's a lot.
if it was gonna be like 100, because like here's the thing, don't get me wrong. Again, I love her music, I love listening to it. But part of the fun about going to concerts is like singing along with the music. I'm not gonna be able to sing along to her music. And like even and I'm probably only gonna know a few, like she's probably not gonna do that many songs from One Piece. I would guess maybe two or three. And so the rest of her songs, I'm not gonna know at all. And like if I was gonna pay 100, $200, sure, you could probably talk me into that. But 1,000 to go to a concert that I don't know a single word and know maybe two or three songs, no, I'm
Yeah,
not
that's too
doing
much for
that.
me. I mean, I think you can appreciate, I at least I can appreciate music even if I don't know the language. But
Absolutely.
about 1,000, yeah, that's a
Yeah.
bit.
Yeah, no. I would only spend that much on Taylor Swift.
She would have to pay me a thousand.
Listen, and no hate to her. I think she's a pretty cool person, and I think her songs are catchy, but I'm kind of like a mid fan, if that makes sense. I'm not like a, but I've seen Lady Gaga a few times, and I've dropped some serious money on her, and she does a fantastic show. Has an amazing live singing voice, one of the best I've ever heard. So probably not $1,000. I don't listen. I wouldn't drop $1,000 on almost anything at once. But I'd spend a decent amount for sure.
Yeah, like her, she's fantastic. And I've even told people before, there are certain songs like I can sit there and if I like close my eyes, her voice literally just pierces my soul. Like that's how like in tune and perfect the sound and the pitch and the instruments are and just all of it working together. I'm like, that's it. That's why I listen to music. That sound right there.
I gotta pull her up on Spotify when we're done. I'm interested. I've heard a lot about her, but not sat and listened much.
Yeah, she's great. But anyway, where I don't even know where the fuck we were. Whitney, keep going.
I finished
You're done?
your turn. Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't have a lot of notes, period, in these episodes. I did write down all of the dials in case someone had any questions. So we got introduced to the tone dial, the breath dial, the lamp dial, the flame dial, the flavor dial, and vision dials. And then the only other thing I had wrote down was Luffy with that very hard watermelon or melon and then hurling it at Usopp was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah, that was really funny. I really enjoyed
Like realized he couldn't bite into his. He's like, "Hey, Usopp, you want some
that.
fruit?" He
I
does what everybody else wants to do.
The only thing that I was like, the only thing that I wasn't thrilled about with that scene is the fact that Usopp's head went into a cloud. So yes, the back of his head probably did hurt a little bit, but I wanted something harder in front to actually smash it. Like, there's too much fluff there.
You wanted him to get a real
No,
concussion.
yeah, exactly. I needed more. But yeah, so yeah, that was really my only note from this episode.
Okay.
Okay, 153. Konos fills the crew in on Upper Yard and the god that lives there, Enaru, aka Enel. Luffy becomes ecstatic thinking about a place that he can explore even though it's forbidden. On the edges of Upper Yard, Nami discovers a town or a tone dial with someone's voice on it. On the recording, she hears the wrath of Enaru unleashed. She looks around and realizes that she is in the middle of a massive hole marred by destruction. In the trees, Nami hears screams until a man comes bursting out of the forest, being chased by four people. He begs for help from Nami, but a massive beam of light comes down from the sky and kills him. Nami hides and overhears the four mention that Eneru also told them to be on the lookout for seven blue sea dwellers that entered Skypiea illegally. Back on the beach, the White Berets, led by Captain McKinley, approach the crew. So the reason I say Eneru, aka Enel, is because his name changes depending on if you're watching subs or dubs. So it kind of goes to the like we saw with Alabasta as well, the translation issue of R's and L's. So if you watch in dubs, you hear his name is Eneru. If you watch in subs, it translates it, the subtitles will translate it to Enel, which is Enel. So that's just some, you can always tell who watches in subs and dubs based on what they call him. So Luffy was cracking me up with, I already kind of talked about it with, like, he's trying to hide his ex or he's not trying to hide his excitement at all, but at the same time, he's not admitting that he's excited. It's just the look on his face that he's not hiding at all. He's like, no, we're not going there at all with this big goofy ass look on his face. And it's so fun. It was so funny because he did it several times. And then the crew here in these episodes is we're obviously getting dug in a very large hole as this continues to go forward. And especially because of the simple misunderstanding or miscommunication of the lady last week that I wanted to give the piece of shit to, but no, we could not do that. Yes, I am salty
We
about it.
didn't.
She deserved it. So
They should have asked better questions.
they should
I
have.
will
They should have. You're right.
say.
So, but like, how are we feeling about kind of where this is going at this point? Like, where Sky Island is leading to? Because obviously the crew's getting in a lot of trouble. We've got a god now. Like, how we feeling?
It's just like one of those sitcom tropes where everybody's misunderstanding everybody and it's causing all the problems, right? They still don't know for some reason that they should have paid. Like they realized that very late. They're like, well, she didn't tell us we were going to get in trouble if we didn't pay. Well, you didn't ask either, because that's something I would ask. You know, if you have to pay entry to something and they're like, we don't have to, I'd be like, are you sure? Is something going to happen? I mean, you don't know anything about this. It's like us going to a different country and learning their customs and the way they do things, right? We had this discussion last week, but there were so many things going on here with these angel warriors, messengers. I don't know
Are you
what they
talking
are.
about the four that Nami saw?
Yeah, but that doesn't
So
even explain it until later on in these episodes. So I was like, who, what are, why are they chasing this guy? Are they good? Are they bad? Is one of them God? I didn't know.
yeah, so those are the four
Yeah.
priests.
Well, yeah, I know that now.
Yeah.
I didn't know all. But at the time in this episode, I'm like, I don't know who these are. I don't know if they're real angels, as you know, we understand angels, the concept of angels, or if they're just people wearing wings. You know, I never even thought about that till we started recording. Are their wings real? Did it show them wearing them as like a fake? I don't know. Do you know if they're real?
Me? Yeah, I know.
You know
I do
if
know.
they're real or not, but you're not going
Oh
to.
no. Yeah, they're real.
Oh, okay. Is this, can I know?
There are certain things I won't say, as you know, but yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, they're real.
For me, this episode did not answer a single question that I had. I was very confused the whole time.
Okay. Annabelle, how'd you feel about this episode?
Well, I got a lot of like Nami finding Upper Yard and all of that mysterious mystery stuff. That shit is so funny. Luffy always calling everything a mystery. Mystery Island. It gave me Jurassic Park slash Lost vibes, where like you know, like it looks like a normal island, but you can feel something is really wrong with it, and you just feel like you need to get the fuck out of there.
I'm like picturing Nami like sitting on the waiver and seeing those four guys standing there. They do travel in herds.
And then they see some polar bears and see some number codes. It's just like, I love that Lost analogy. 'Cause like the island is the enemy, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's I very much was like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, it's like, that's, I feel like I have that question all the time, and it never really gets answered. We never know what the fuck is actually happening.
Very true.
My first note for this episode is, oh my God, please tell me Nami dies. Because I was really, really hoping it was one of those things where she just like stepped foot on the island and then bam, she's gone, obliterated. But no, she never got off the fucking waiver because she's a little pussy bitch. She is. Have y'all noticed that? She's a little bitch. Like,
Lately, she has just turned into the most unhelpful,
right?
redundant person. Like, Usopp has been more helpful than Nami. It's
Yes.
ridiculous. It's
Yeah.
awful. I hate it.
There are the, for a while anyway, there is what's known as the Cowardly Three, which is Usopp, Nami, and Chopper. Now,
Yeah.
eventually, that list changes, and I should say dwindles down to one specific person, but
Is it still Usopp?
I feel like it has to be, right? Because Garrett still hates him. Chopper just needs some confidence. He's working on it, but at least when he really has to act, he does. You know, he does his doctor thing.
He
So.
does. He absolutely does.
And he's adorable, so that makes up for
And
it.
he's
Usopp's not
normal.
adorable.
He
He
makes
makes the little squeaky noises when he walks that I love. Oh my God. So cute.
Yes. As I know, Whitney, you already kind of talked. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about on this episode specifically?
The very end of the episode, Nami's stupid fucking ass. She's all like, "This is crazy." No, it's not fucking crazy. You didn't pay your fee to enter this country. So yes, you are there illegally. So yeah, you all are in trouble. Like, why are you being so stupid all of a sudden? You were the smartest one out of everybody in the beginning. What the fuck happened?
Exactly. She was the logical mind of the crew, and now she's a different person. I don't get it.
It's like we started off hating her, and I didn't think that we could hate her even more, but I do. Just because she keeps getting more and more stupid. What?
I did
And
feel like
whiny.
we kind of talked about this like last week or 2 weeks ago. I do feel like there's a lot of lines in this arc so far that like are not Nami lines because they seem too dumb for her. Like they seem common sense, and Nami's always been someone with common sense. She's just emotionally driven. So like I don't know. I do feel like that she is has been a little bit different so far in this arc for sure.
Maybe they're just figuring out her character still since we had her big story, you know, with Arlong Park. And now it's like figuring out who is Nami as just Nami, and she's not tied to somebody else's will, you know? I mean, I'm trying to look and have a deeper meaning here. I hope that's what it is, and I hope it gets better because I like live action Nami so much compared to anime Nami. And I
It's
feel
like
like
two
maybe,
completely different people.
yeah, like, I mean, with the same, like, I see the resemblance, right? But she just redeemed herself so much, in the live action that it was jarring to go back to this Nami.
That makes sense.
And I'm wanting her to be better. I'm expecting her to be better, but it just doesn't, hasn't happened yet for me. So one thing that made me laugh really hard at the end of the episode was that these white berets were crawling.
Oh my God, yes, the
What?
white berets. They're
Why?
why?
They're
They even
so
say that too. They're like, why are they crawling?
And they crawl everywhere. Like, this is jumping ahead, I think. I can't remember what episode, but their main guy gets hurt or something, or one of the guys gets hurt, and instead of like running away with him to get a doctor, they crawl.
And they
And
like
I'm like,
carry him, yes.
what is like, I want to find out who made that decision and give him a high five, because that made me laugh. It was a good one.
Was good. It was interesting. I forgot they did that until I saw it, and I was like, oh yeah, that's so fucking weird. Okay, anything else on this episode before we go on to 156?
Nah, this
It
episode was bleh.
was slow.
I think the
Not a
big
lot happened.
blast
I
was the
mean,
coolest part, maybe, like where everything went black and white. That was kind of cool. That looked
Oh
neat.
yeah, with the with Eneru essentially killing that guy in the massive light beam. I mean, do you have any questions on Eneru or any of that so far?
Who the fuck is he? It's or she or it. I don't fucking know. Because apparently it's God. What? So is God the big bad in this arc? Is that what's happening? And why is he the ruler of all this? And why is he just killing people left and right for no good reason?
Those are all great questions.
They are great questions, aren't they? They deserve
Yeah.
answers, Derek.
They do.
I will tell you, yes, Eneru is the big bad for this arc.
The big bad? So he's
Yeah.
bad? He's a vengeful god.
It
Is it a person or like a spirit? Like, is it something Luffy can actually punch? maybe it's like the Wizard of Oz. It's the man behind the curtain. Derek, that face you make makes me want to punch you.
I'm not
Welcome
answering any of these questions.
to the club, Anna. No, Whitney, I'll text him occasionally. I'll be like, this is weird. Why is this? And he's like, that's an excellent question. I'm like, fuck you asshole.
Yeah. Let me tell
Fuck.
you how over the top he goes with this. Because for me, I'm like, I don't feel like that matters. He sends me a picture of this poster he hangs up in his new place. And he's
Oh
like, got
yeah,
it hung up. This looks
this one
so cool.
right here.
He marked out, it's a wanted poster of Nico
Sent me
up.
the same thing. He marked
And
out
he marked out
the
the bounty. Why? I know she has a bounty. She's a wanted pirate. Like,
it's not
what does
the
it matter how much it is? It's gonna be a lot, I'm sure.
following the bounties is fun, and I actually one of my gripes, yes, it is.
Is
One of my gripes
it
with this poster is it's not the updated bounty. Like, this is actually a pretty low bounty for her.
Well, you said it's fun to follow them, so just
It
keep
is.
buying them. Just
If
keep buying them. Yeah.
I see any more of her like this, I will.
And do you go to Derek's house and it's just Nico Robin posters all around because they keep updating them.
I just have one.
I was like, this would only be interesting to me if under that marked line that you did on Snapchat, if it said infinity berries. That would be the most interesting part.
Yeah.
Personally. He gets such a tickle out of it too. He just loves
He
it. It makes him
does. And like,
so
I'll
happy.
tell him like theories that I have because I'm like, oh, hey, this person looks a lot like this person. I think they're related. He's like, oh, that's very interesting for you to say. I'm like, oh, is it, Derek? Is it?
How much you want to bet he doesn't even read it? He just sees it and he's like, interesting. That's very interesting.
I love the theories and stuff. I'm not gonna spill beans for you. You need to keep watching if you want these things answered. I do love hearing it though. It's great. I want to hear your thoughts as we go. That's why we have the fucking
I have a new one, Derek, of what I told you yesterday. I have a
Oh,
new
you
one.
do?
It's a little
Okay.
out there. It's a little out there, but it could happen.
I mean, we can talk about it now if you want.
Okay, so Whitney, I
So.
told Derek yesterday that because I was watching these episodes and it was the Shanks episode, and I was like, huh, Shanks looks a lot like Luffy, but just with red hair. I wonder if they're related somehow. So I was like, he's either got to be an uncle or a cousin. Now I'm like really like going off the deep end. Like, what if he's fucking Luffy's dad and nobody
Right.
knows it?
Right.
He's a pirate. I'm sure he's had a lot of women in his day.
He's had a lot of women. And he does take care of him. Why? Why does he do that?
Yeah.
Why did he just
Why?
willingly take care of him?
That's
Interesting.
my new theory is that Shanks is Luffy's dad.
Okay.
Well, I can
So
see that. And watching the live action now, we know that Garp is granddad.
Yeah. And I 100% think they're related to Gold Roger. 100%.
Gotta be, right?
Have
Gold
to.
D. Roger
Yes.
and
Come on.
Monkey D. Luffy
I mean, don't
and
forget Marshall D.T. So are they related too? Who the fuck
maybe
is that? That's Blackbeard.
that's
Oh,
Blackbeard.
okay.
But
Oh my
maybe
God, I
he's a
didn't even
great
think about
uncle.
that.
He has dark hair too. Everybody that has black hair is related. Know this.
I told Annabelle, I was like, at this point in time, there are still not counting Garp, because if we were watching the anime, we would have met Garp without knowing he's related. So not counting Garp, there are three members of Luffy's family that we know that we don't know their family yet. Two of them are just heavily implied, but not confirmed. And then there is one that's confirmed that we know is his family.
That's Ace
Ace is the
Well, but
confirmed
we
one.
know. I'm saying three that you don't know are his family.
But
There is
you
one.
wait.
So
So
there
I'm
is
missing
one.
one.
So there is one person that, from where we are at now to the end of the show, is somewhere confirmed that they are related to Luffy, and we've already seen them. But at this point in time, we don't know they're related to Luffy.
Nico Robin.
I had that thought too. I
I'm just
did.
picking all the people with black hair.
I was like, oh, I wonder if Nico is somehow related to
Red Leg Zeph.
him.
Cookie.
So you just let I'll just let
Interesting.
everybody spin with that one. Yeah,
Okay.
because there's one that's been confirmed. The other two are just heavily implied that they're related to Luffy, but Oda has not confirmed yet because he's an asshole. Like he knows of these theories and he's not confirming them on purpose because he's a dick.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Like
Yeah. Because you want people
he
to keep reading your books.
Exactly. Like he knows that everybody thinks about this. And so he still just kind of says it, but kind of doesn't. So it's just like he's just keeping it there on that line. I'm like, Oda, I need to know. Tell me.
Yeah, that's why he's not doing it. Yeah, I would do the same thing.
He's probably like thinking, interesting, very interesting.
I was telling Al.
Yeah, he
I was
is.
telling Alex the other day, I was like, you know what? I think one of these people, I am convinced so hard that they are related that even if Oda came out now and said that they're not, I would call him a liar. Like, just because I'm that convinced. But we will get into those. We'll discuss those as we go on. Okay. 156. The White Berets charged the crew with an 11th degree crime of illegal entry, to which they can get out of by simply paying 10 times the original fee in 1 billion X-Toll each. Finally, Usopp asks about the conversion rate of berries to X-Tolls. In berries, the crew would have had to pay 700,000 total berries, but now that just went up to 7 million total. Luffy does Luffy things and continues to get worse and worse crimes charged by the Berets. As charges continue to get worse and worse, Nami arrives and finally takes control of the situation to calm everyone down until she hears the original fee. Instead of calming the situation, she punches Captain McKinley in the face with her waver. Now, at a fifth degree crime, Konis reveals anything that is a fifth degree or higher, the culprit is sentenced to death. The White Berets attempt to arrest the Straw Hats, but instead end up with a first degree ass whooping. See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
I
I wasn't
was
listening. What
going
Sorry.
Annabelle, how did you feel about this episode?
This is one that I think I actually liked. The White Berets, they're so funny. I love them. They're like so ridiculous that they're
They are.
hilarious. And their
Yeah.
outfits look like pajamas, like the most comfortable pajamas ever.
MC Hammer pants.
Yes, with little clouds
Yes.
all over them. I love it.
Yeah.
We talk a lot of shit about Usopp, but he really stepped up in this episode. He really was like
By asking a
keeping.
question.
Yeah. I mean, you would
I
think
mean, it
it
was
would be
still a question
easier,
that
but
nobody else asked, so.
yeah.
But he was really like keeping everybody calm. Like, of course, you can't keep Luffy calm, so Luffy just escalate things more. But Usopp was really having a handle on it. Every time Luffy fucked up something, he was like, okay, chill out, chill out. We just wait for Nami to get here. Nami has hidden money. We all know this. She's a money grubby little bitch. She's got all the money. We'll just have her pay for
It's a direct quote
it.
from Usopp.
Yeah, it is. The leader of the Berets, he's a real tool. Just tacking on fucking shit for nothing. Just because he wants to be an asshole. I don't
Absolutely.
get these guys. I really don't. What are they? Are they the equivalent to the Marines? And then there's like the priests that are almost like warlords. Like, what is happening here?
It's almost like a parody of the Marines
It
in a
is,
way.
right? Why are they crawling?
I don't know, but I love it. Somebody needs to cosplay as a white beret at a con and just crawl everywhere.
Everywhere.
That would be my
Cannot.
favorite.
I can't wait till we get them in live action.
Right?
Oh, I know. Can you imagine? Oh, it's gonna be so weird. People are gonna lose it.
I
I
want to
can't wait.
audition to be a white beret.
You should.
Just crawl everywhere. And it's not even a crawl, it's a fucking army crawl.
So
Why?
it's not easy, I'm sure.
Oh my God. And then fucking Nami, dude. Fucking hothead, money grubbing. Nami, you could have just been in the clear, paid the fucking money, but no, that's too much. And then knock the fucking bitch out. What the fuck? Why are you so stupid?
It's always with the money. She doesn't want anyone else to take her money.
So, before we continue, because I agree with you, but at the same time, I do have the conversion here of berries to dollars. So I can tell you how much this toll is that they're charging here.
It's 7 billion berries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that I'm talking convert that to US dollars.
Oh, do
Oh.
it, please. Tell
Yeah.
me.
So I've mentioned previously on the podcast that essentially one berry is essentially equal to 1 US cent. So the original entrance fee would have been $1,000 per person. And timesing that by 10, the white berets right now are trying to charge them $10,000 a piece.
Yeah, it's a
Like
lot of money. When you
I I'm
no,
just when you think about it like
hold on.
that.
No, hold on. Hold on. Essentially, this place is essentially heaven, okay? So when you think about it, $1,000 to get into heaven, that's not that bad. That is not that bad. If they just paid the original entry fee, that would not be
I
that
mean,
bad.
it's fair, but
Right?
it is heaven. But at the same time, this is all. It's not like this is their final location. This is just another spot on the world. So this is like paying $1,000 toll to get in the city of Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I want to know how much money she has, though. She's got to
Right?
have.
She's got to have a lot.
I'm sure she does, and that was actually one of my notes because. If you think about it, she is likely the only person on the crew that has money. So
Yeah.
Nami
Yeah,
just
because she
doesn't
charged 300% interest to
to
Zoro for how
Zoro.
many episodes?
And everybody just has to keep borrowing from her because they don't have any of themselves. So
Yeah.
yeah, Nami likely would have to pay all $70,000 herself.
Yeah, I bet you she got at least 200,000 berries. At least. At minimum.
So that's like $20,000.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, yeah.
So,
To US dollars. You
yeah.
confused me there for a
Okay,
second.
yeah. So I'm just saying that 200,000 berries is not enough to cover all seven of them. That's not even enough to cover half of them.
No, now you're confusing me
No,
because their toll is 70,000 berries. That's how much
it's
they owe.
now.
After they
So
broke the law, that's how much they owe. 70,000.
they owe 70 or 7 million right now.
7 million berries.
Yeah.
Because they times it
Yeah. It
10
was
times.
originally 700,000. Now it's 7 million.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to do math in my free time. Yes. What is this
It's so
shit?
much
Fuck off,
math. But
Derek. Move on.
so I know we've got a lot of international listeners, so if you feel like it, I convert those dollar amounts, convert $10,000 per person, like US dollars, to your local currency, just to see if that's something that you would pay as a toll just to enter a city for a few days. Like, I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, think
But
of
not
something
just
that
any
costs.
city, though.
Yeah, I
Yeah, a
mean,
city in the sky with angels
okay.
that most people have never been to.
So Tokyo.
No, so I'm trying to plan a trip to Tokyo because me and my husband, we never had a honeymoon, and that's the one place to go out of country. We want to go to Japan. I would pay a couple grand to go to Tokyo. I would.
Absolutely.
I would 100%. Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about how much something costs for that. Like, what could you buy for $100,000? Depending on where you live, a decent house, depending. Like, if you're
Depending,
not in
yeah.
like super big city, that's everything's expensive. Like, not New York City, obviously, but where I live, that's like a 5-bedroom house because I'm out in the boot.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's
I'm
well,
coming
maybe
to
not.
your side
That's
of the state. Holy shit.
oh,
Yeah,
it's like half of a house. We don't have any
you don't
houses
want to
for a
do
hundred
that. You
thousand a
don't
year.
want to do that.
My side
I'm
of the state,
exaggerating. I'm
you're Camden.
exaggerating. 3-bedroom, maybe.
Okay. I was gonna
Okay.
say my side of the state. So the people that don't know, me and Whitney live in the same state. I live on the East Coast part, she lives on the West Coast part. My side,
West Coast, you mean
it's not
California?
the coast, but it's
No,
you get
it's
it. You
I
get they get it.
yes,
They get
the
it.
western part of
You live in the
Virginia.
western part. Fuck.
I'm
Sorry.
a
Crap,
city
Derek. Please.
slicker. She's in the country.
Oh, you're gonna call me a country bumpkin.
No, I couldn't think of anything fast enough.
I live in the mountains. And she lives where it's flat.
Yeah, yes, it's very flat over here. But on my side, three to four bedroom house, you're looking at $300,000.
Oh yeah, that's a really super big, nice house here. Big time.
Yeah, I'm coming to your side of the state. Shit.
Girl, no, everything else is terrible. I mean, I would love that, but you would hate
Probably.
it. I will not elaborate.
We're just gonna leave that there.
It's
I
beautiful, though. It is beautiful here, I will
know
say.
you're in the mountains part. I love the mountains part.
It's gorgeous, and I like a lot of things about this area, but I don't like a lot of other things. Anyway.
Annabelle, did you have anything else on the episode?
No, not this one.
Okay. Whitney, how about you? What did you think of this episode?
I agree. The white berets are really funny, and they did kind of make these episodes, these couple ones for me. But the pacing, this is what I was talking about earlier. They're in trouble and it's very serious. Oh, but if you just pay this, we'll let you just stay as tourists and it's fine. So it's like, are they in trouble? Are they not in trouble? Because they kept getting in trouble, then they were okay and they were relaxing and fishing and everything was fine. Like Usopp was calming them down. The white berets weren't, doing anything. And the littlest thing, like they caught a rare fish and they got in trouble. Like, tell them. Tell them, like, hey, I see you're fishing. You're new here. You can't get our rare fish there. So probably best not to do that, right? They don't do that. Then they take a nap because they're like, surely we can take a nap and that's fine. Nope, they snore too loud. Now they're in trouble again. And that was
And
frustrating
they
to
weren't
me.
even snoring.
Yeah.
Like they were barely
Right.
making any noise. I was like,
And then
they make more noise by talking. What the hell are you talking about?
exactly. And they keep going down on the degrees, which is more serious. And you said degree 5 and up are death. And it's like,
Yeah, it's
why
like,
do you have them in? If they're all death, just say, well, this is the highest degree of crime.
That's fair.
I don't know. They just, the these white berets are not very, they don't seem very serious, like a serious threat to me, because they warn them and they tell them they're in trouble, but then they just leave and say, don't leave, we'll be back, don't go anywhere. And it's like, would you treat a criminal like that that has broken like the most serious law? They just don't seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah,
Or maybe they
like
don't have a lot of experience with this type of thing. I'm guessing, but
they might not.
yeah. I mean, I feel like that's probably true because a lot of people probably don't make it that far, the ships that they see falling down and and whatnot, but I think they need some training.
So Zoro mentions that the White Berets have been with them all day. And like for us, it felt like 5 minutes watching. And maybe Zoro is just extremely exaggerating, but can you imagine having someone just standing over your shoulder for even a single day and literally pointing out everything you're doing wrong and trying to charge you money for it, and even things you're not doing wrong, like literally finding random excuses to charge you money. Like that would suck.
I have a 12-year-old, so yes, I do know what
And
that is.
then we've already kind of talked about a bunch of my notes with the conversion and stuff. And then the crawling and army crawling, it's not that hard. But then you have
Don't
to
know about
carry someone with one hand while army crawling with the other. That has to be near impossible.
Yeah, right.
I want to see people do that in the live action just to see if it can be done.
Yeah, I don't know if that's possible.
Like, I don't even know if the arm like bends that way. I mean, I guess it probably would, but then like putting weight on top of it like that, and not like a little bit of weight either, like the weight of a full grown person.
Yeah, I feel like in the live action, they would have to just make it to where it just lies across their backs, like the stick part, maybe. And just, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah, they'll figure something
It
out.
seems so
Because,
far away. I don't know.
yeah, they're not gonna not do the crawling. And then there was one of Luffy's moves that he used when fighting the White Berets. And I don't think I have ever
Oh,
seen it, and I fucking loved it.
I
The
didn't mention it
fireworks
to the
one?
next one. You're
The gum
right.
gum
It was awesome.
firework. I really
That
liked it.
was, yeah, that was cool.
It did look
Yeah.
really awesome.
Yep. Very similar to Gum Gum Gatling, except in a lot of different
Which is my
directions instead
favorite.
of just one.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, ready to move on to 157.
Right.
All right. The White Berets have retreated, and to Luffy's dismay, the crew is trying to figure out a way to get back down to the Blue Sea before law enforcement comes back to execute them. Luffy, Sanji, and Usopp head up to Konis's house to grab leftover food while the rest head to the ship. Konis tells them to go ahead and raise the anchor so they can be on their way when Luffy gets back. When the anchor is lifted, a giant crab comes along and carries them away. Konis's father reveals to Luffy, Sanji, and Usopp that they are likely being carried to the sacrificial altar located in Upper Yard. Not only will it be difficult for them to find the sacrificial altar in Upper Yard, but there are also four extremely strong priests that are waiting for them as well. And Luffy could not be more excited. Whitney, what do you think of this episode?
It was kind of confusing for a minute. So I will say I didn't make a note for the Gum Gum firework until the beginning of this episode when I saw it again, and it did look really awesome. I wasn't really sure if they could go home again. That was a good question that was brought up, is like, how do you leave this place without dying, right?
Oh, that's my big question. Like, they
Yeah.
got there, and the only way you can get there is to go up in the ship on that stream. But
Well, there was that other
how
way,
are
but they
you?
were like, it wasn't common or something.
Yeah, it was like
Yeah.
the stream was either your entire crew was either going to die or all you were going to
Yes.
survive. And then the
Right.
other route was one or two where you are going to survive. But still. How the fuck are you gonna get back down without slamming into the ocean?
Yeah,
Right.
you'll
Yeah,
never
I don't know.
guess. Yeah.
Yeah. How?
I'm sure it won't.
How are they going to get back?
Yoda really uses his imagination. Or not
Really?
Yoda. Not
Yoda.
Yoda. Oda.
Uses his imagination, he does. So, like, a bunch of angels just carry the ship down and gently place it
Yeah,
on
sure.
the water.
No, I
And
doubt it. I
then they
doubt
implode
it.
because they can't breathe down there.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I don't know. The tricking Luffy by saying like there's a current to get home, I think is what happened. It was kind of, I was trying to understand what they were doing. I could have done without Sanji's creepiness setting in.
That was
One
in this
zombie wearing
episode.
a t-shirt. Ugh, shut up. The lobster, Zoro trying to kill it and like nothing worked. He couldn't. I think he put some cracks in its shell a little bit, but nothing really happened. And there's four powerful priests. I mean, my notes are very just like choppy here. I'm like, punishment is a challenge. Four powerful priests. They have to go find them. So I'm just like trying to follow along and understand what's happening. So there's a challenge that they have to do because they've gotten in trouble, correct?
I wouldn't necessarily say a challenge. I would just consider the whole journey and attempt to rescue their friends a challenge.
Okay.
Like, it's not like a special trial they have to go through and then their friends will be released. Like, trying to release their friends is the trial,
Because at
if that
this
makes
point
sense.
on the ship is, I'm trying to remember who's on the ship.
So it's Zoro, Nami, Chopper, and Robin, I think. Yeah.
Okay. And then Luffy
Luffy, Sanji, and
and Sanji
Usopp are together.
are back on the island because they went back to get something to eat.
And Usopp went back for tools.
Right. Which was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to him. It's a good idea. So,
No.
yeah,
I
I was just kind of confused here.
mean,
I don't, it was
it
just
was,
very fast.
it definitely was like saying a lot
Like,
very quickly.
Cloud End is where, is it Konos that tells them that's where they go to get home?
I think so, yeah. I think that's
But then
what
I
she
think
said.
this place is not real.
That's kind of the way I took it. Yeah. I think she was lying about that just to try to get them to raise anchor. Okay. Annabelle, what'd you think of 157?
It was funny that Luffy originally was like, Nami, why did you come back? We were about to go on an adventure. I mean, we were about to come save you. Like that was great. He's like, why? And then was very upset because everybody else wanted to go home, but you know, he loves adventure. He never wants to go home. That leads me to my point of why did you have to lie to them? Because Luffy wanted to go there anyway. And yes, the entire crew was getting ready to go home, but Luffy was trying to think of a way to get to this upper yard because he's very curious. So what is the whole point of the lies and the deceit and the sneaking around? Like, it makes no freaking sense.
I think it would have been interesting to see more of that conversation because I think you would have had Luffy saying, "No, we're going to this place," and you would have had Robin and Zoro backing Luffy up because, they're very loyal to their captain. Whatever he says goes, regardless of if they agree with it or not. And but the others, I don't know that they would go along with it.
They
And so
wouldn't.
it would
You
just
can
be,
see right here.
yeah, it's like I would just be curious how that conversation would go. I don't, because I don't know who would give, because we both know Luffy's not giving. So yeah, I don't know.
And I mean, Luffy even was like, the whole reason he went back for food was because he's trying to delay leaving. He's trying to figure out how to get to this upper yard without the rest of the crew knowing. So yeah, it's just weird. The whole Skypiea is weird, all of it. Weird. That's the
Agreed.
best way to
It's like
describe it.
unsettling. Like, I don't know how to feel.
Like they do all of these silly things to kind of hide this unsettling feeling of like something is really wrong here. You know what I mean?
Agreed. Agreed.
I didn't really have a lot for this episode again. We've already kind of talked about, I did enjoy how much Luffy just wants to go to Upper Yard and how badly he wants to wreak havoc everywhere he goes. But what I thought was funny was whenever the crab is carrying them away, and like Nami is just screaming for help, and she screams and asks Usopp for help. Like, what the fuck is he
Wouldn't
gonna
be my
do?
first choice.
I don't care how low on the list you put him, the fact that you're just asking for his help at all, I don't understand
Yeah, no.
it. So yeah, like she asked Luffy for help, fine, I get it. Ask Sanji for help, cool, I understand that one. Usopp, nope, I don't fucking get it. Like, I would ask Konis for help before I asked for Usopp's help.
There's something about her name I hate.
Konis?
Conus. This sounds gross.
Mm.
I don't know why. Conus.
Why do they have antennas? If they're angels, why do they all have antennas?
Is that just the way
Oh
they
my
do their
God, are
hair?
they aliens?
Because they live in
Ugh.
the
Crazy.
Maybe.
It's
Hopefully,
insane.
we will find out. Shut up, Derek. Look at him. He's like,
Off.
oh, he's like, that's insane.
Crazy.
Oh, wow. That's a crazy theory you have there. Couldn't possibly be right. Damn it.
It's interesting.
He's like,
I
they know. They're
know.
aliens.
They figured it out
Mystery.
so early. I was not expecting you to figure it out that
Has
fast.
that ever happened? Have we ever figured something out and you were like, oh, crap.
You've gotten really close to a couple. But
Yes.
like, I
Anna,
think,
I was pretty on the nose with Arlong.
yeah, I
I
think,
knew
yeah, you were
that
pretty,
shit.
you were right on the nose with Arlong.
Wait, what
Toothpicks.
about him?
When we didn't know that he was going to not like let Nami have the island back, I was like, there's no way.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
there's no way he's gonna let her go. Like,
He was actually a bad, bad, bad guy.
yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Got it, got it.
Okay, episode 158.
We keep on
Konis
chugging along.
walks the remaining three to Lovely Street so they can get a boat to take them to Upper Yard. Luffy is giddy with excitement of what to come. They arrive at the port to find the crow, which they will be taking to Upper Yard. Luffy, still himself though, through all the stress and could not care less about anything else other than taking a cooler boat than the crow. The tension is building with every second as the three prepare to depart. Luffy has noticed Konis has been on edge this whole time and finally asks what is going on. In a shock to the townspeople around her, she fills the three straw hats in on the entire situation. She called the lobster that carried the others away. She is leading them to Upper Yard, knowing that she is leading to their deaths. In a very Luffy fashion, he doesn't care about anything that she's done, only that she has told them now because now she is putting her own life in danger. A beam of light comes down right over Luffy and Konis. Luffy tries to get a tries to rescue Konis and get away, but due to the diameter of this beam of light, he is not able to. At the last second, Gonfall, the Sky Knight, appears and is able to save them both. With Konis safe, the three head out for Upper Yard. Whitney, why don't you go first?
Okay, Lovely Street seems nice, but the people do not seem very nice. They seem very untrusting and side eye, which, kind of helps us understand like something's up, something's going on. I got really upset with Luffy here. I like the crow. I think it looked cool. Crows are my favorite birds, and I liked it. And I thought it looked so much cooler than the gondola. So
Which is
Luffy
kind
was
of,
wrong.
I can just think about what Zoro was talking about here because he would mention before that they should have had a pigeon on the boat instead of a chicken. And like
Yeah.
here, We've got a crow that doesn't
You got a
swim, but
crow.
yet they made it a boat.
We're getting closer to a pigeon.
I mean, a pigeon wouldn't even be fitting here. Pigeons don't swim. We need a duck, is what we need.
If you say so.
Karu. That's
There
what
we
we need.
go. A
Karu.
chicken duck.
I miss him. Konos tells us that she called the lobster. She's the one, and now all the citizens have to follow Inaru's will, which I guess is punishing everyone who, I don't
Goes
know, is
against
not
him.
them,
Yeah.
basically. Yeah. So this bright light happens again, the black and white, which still looks pretty cool. I'm not sure what it is. It just like blasts a giant hole into the earth. So I'm guessing it's just some kind of laser power. I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from. It's weird. I'm hoping that they explain that. But then my favorite horse that everybody hates on, Pierre, shows up. I love Pierre. Everybody hated Pierre when he appeared, but I thought he was cool. Like I legitimately thought, oh, he looks cool. And everybody else is like, he looks ridiculous. And I'm like, oh, oops. I thought he looked kind of neat. But they show up and Konos knows him and she says, come back to us, God. So she calls him God, or is she just praying? So I'm confused here. Is the knight God? Like, that's what made me say that earlier about the Wizard of Oz. Like, is it the man behind the curtain kind of thing? But he showed up to save them. So is he putting on a show? And why did she say, come back to us? Is he under a spell?
Is it
I
me?
don't know what's happening.
Interesting.
So, like, did somebody take over and like make this knight who was actually God forget who he was? And they took over and are pretending to be God and controlling these four priest guys, but he's actually a bad guy.
Interesting.
Interesting.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery, God.
Mystery. It's a mystery, God. Yeah, that's all I got. I'm lost.
Okay. Annabelle, how do you feel about 158?
I'm with you, Whitney. I'm very lost. This end of this episode was very what the actual fuck. I see. I think he decided he wanted to take a little sabbatical, or every single iteration or story of a specific god, there's always a counterpart, Lucifer, whatever you want to call the evil part of the good.
There's a dichotomy. Yeah, we
Yeah,
have that.
something must have happened, and the bad guy's in control now, and God's just kind of doing his thing, helping out the little people, maybe, while he's trying to figure out how to take back his kingdom. I don't know what the hell is going on here. I do know that Sanji looks fantastic in pink. I love his shirt. I don't know where he got it, but I love it because he just randomly shows up in it.
Ooh, imagine live action Sanji in a pink shirt.
Oh, they have to
I'm
get the exact one with the hippie flowers on it. Oh, they have
sorry.
to. They have
Please.
to. But the townspeople, the villagers, whatever you want to call them. This is where I kind of got a feeling of, I don't think it's because they committed a crime. I think it's because they're there, period. I think that they eliminate blue worlders, whatever they call them,
Blue sea people,
blue sea
like
people.
outsiders.
Yes. I think it's one of those things where, it's very hard to get there. So when people do get there, most of the time it's pirates, and most of the time it's not pirates like the Straw Hats. It's serious pirates that want to pillage and steal. So I'm thinking anytime they have an outsider come, it's death. They find any type of reason for them to have to go to the upper yard. I want to go to this fucking island. What's so special about the fucking island?
I don't know, but there's a giant dog there.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, pretty much the rest of the arc is spent on that island.
Nice.
Wee.
Very excited about it because I'm getting a lot of Lost vibes from this island, so I'm very
So,
excited
yeah,
about it.
like maybe the last two episodes are not spent in Upper Yard and everything else is in Upper Yard.
Awesome.
All right.
So yeah, this one there's I don't know what the fuck is going on. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on. Who is God?
This might be the most theorizing we've done on this
Right?
show. Who is God? What is God?
Why is God?
So we've kind of got, again, we've kind of got our premise of Sky Island here between, part of the crew got separated and needs to be rescued. We've got an oppressive ruler now that needs his teeth kicked in, and then we've got his four priests, and so we're kind of getting this all set up here. And something that we haven't really talked about, I'm just curious. So he was in these episodes, not very much, but he was there. I think he was only in the first episode that we reviewed, and then he was in the episodes last week. There is the guy, he wears the mask and carries around the rocket launcher, and he like
The
floats on the
gorilla
clouds.
guy.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
I
showed up.
forgot
I
about
forgot to
him.
mention that. When was it he showed up? I had a note.
He was weird.
He showed up
Gorilla.
when I think it was the first, it was either the first episode or the second episode. It was when Nami was at Upper Yard and was watching those four
Oh
stand
yeah.
around the guy.
Right before the blast
Yes. And
happens, the black and white.
he fired a rocket launcher to try and kill the four priests.
So maybe he's the good guy.
That's what I was gonna ask. Where do you think he stands in all this? Because like we're getting the rest of this worked out with Konos and everything else, but this particular character is obviously not being included in this. He seems more like a rebel, so just curious where you think he stands.
I can't remember what the knight guy said about him at the beginning when he saved them. From him, what did he say about him?
I don't remember what he said. I just remember he did not say much helpful.
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, he no. Nobody on this island is helpful.
No.
Nobody.
Yeah.
yeah, I can't remember what he said either, but he explained it away somehow. I don't know. I'm not sure what his motives are, but he shows up at weird times.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I really don't have many notes on this episode. I did enjoy, I mean, again, Luffy being Luffy, I liked the fact, especially because like you get that angry look on his face when Konos reveals that she's been lying to them this whole time. And if you go back through the episodes, you will see that he notices when Konos is doing things that are off. Like it's kind of fun to watch him read her this entire time. Like he's known something was up with her this entire time, but instead of saying anything about it, he's just been watching to see what she does.
Yeah.
And now when she's finally spilling the beans, and saying everything, he's like, why? Like, and again, he's not asking why for himself. He's asking why for her. He's worried about her. He doesn't care about himself. And I love that about Luffy. And actually, Robin notices it too whenever Konos was on the board and or on the ship and telling them to raise the anchor. Robin also noticed that something was up there. But yeah, so I thought it was a pretty good Luffy moment right there for sure. Anything else on any of these episodes before we move on?
Don't reckon.
Alrighty. Quotes. Any last quotes? I don't think really anybody had any in these episodes, actually.
Yeah,
I thought
there
about
wasn't
that.
really
It's
any
been really
good
clear.
ones.
Yeah, like there, yeah, there just weren't many good ones.
Just that one, that was my quote.
Yeah, you had
Thought
the
about that, and who cares? Yeah.
one.
Who cares? Who cares?
Pirate Pal.
Okay, not a lot of pirates here. Or I don't know that they identify as pirates. I don't know. Cloud people. So I picked one, and I
Cloud
don't,
people.
like you said earlier, I don't know if I pronounce it correctly, but Pagaya or Pug, I don't know, Pagaya, the
I think it's
dad.
Pog. I think it's Paguya.
Pagaya, but I
Paguya,
like
that
to
sounds
call
right.
him Sad Bumblebee.
He does look like a little bee. That's
He
another
looks
thing.
like.
They all look like bugs.
What he looks like is he looks like he's extremely shocked.
It's just his eyes are always just kind of, huh? Concerned. Like, his eyebrows are always like up a little bit. So, but you know what's weird, Annabelle? I did not notice they had antenna until you mentioned it now.
Really? That was
I
the
did
first thing
not.
I noticed. I was like, why do they all have fucking antennas? Like, it's
That is
weird.
crazy. That's crazy. But Sad Bumblebee is, yeah,
Bumblebee.
I like it.
Piece of shit. I went with Sanji.
Why?
Huh?
Because he's a
Why?
creep.
Yeah, because like him being overly creepy toward Konos, and then the whole why did Nami put a shirt on? Like, don't get me
Yeah.
wrong, like a lot of some of the stuff Sanji says, I think is pretty funny. And I thought it was funny, but at the same time, like, this is not the time. They are getting carried away. They're
I
getting
didn't like it at
kidnapped
all.
here, and they're in danger, and you're worrying about whether or not she's wearing a shirt. So I went with Sanji.
Like when he says stuff like that, it takes me out for a few minutes, and I have to like sometimes I have to pause and just like remember what's happening because I'm just like, why? That's so gross. Like it's just too much. It's over the top sometimes.
Interesting.
But I mean, yeah, but also like those pirate guys seem pretty bad.
Oh,
Not pirate
the
guys, not pirate
priests.
guys, priest, yeah. But I don't know any of their names and I don't know if they're bad. I don't know. It's hard to tell who's bad and who's not here.
Yep. Everything's kind of up in the air at this point. Get it? Because it's Sky Island.
Can we just make God the piece of shit? Because he's blasted two holes in the earth trying to
I'm
kill
good with
people.
that.
Okay.
Give
Yeah.
Anaru the piece of shit before we
Yeah.
even meet him.
For real, because who the fuck is this guy? Are you kidding
Right?
me?
He's blasting people without even asking him a question
Showing his face.
or explaining the exchange, the currency exchange. Post some clear rules here, God. Please.
Okay, Anaru it is. For the piece of shit.
I forgot his name. I'm sorry.
say his name.
On, John.
they do. MVPs. I went with Luffy. Also, my friend Alex had a nomination for MVPs as well that he wanted me to share, and it was I gave him a round of applause because he went on speaking for like 5 or 10 minutes on why this specific character deserved the MVPs and trying to connect it to the overall story. So it was very well done by him. The melon that essentially shattered Luffy's teeth is
Oh, give me the explanation. I would love to hear
it was not working, but he tried. It made zero sense. I don't even remember what I honestly started blacking it out because I was like, you are just saying words, man. Like, none of this makes any sense at all. So I could not give you the explanation, but
can see
yeah,
why you guys are friends.
he was trying. He was trying really hard.
I think I agree with him. The fruit.
I can give it to the fruit just 'cause.
Yeah.
Can we also go back for a little bit and talk about how we have said a couple times this episode that Usopp's been pretty helpful?
You guys have
I
said
was
that. I have
thinking
not.
that, dude. I was thinking that. I was like, out
I
of
think you
all
agreed.
of the characters that
Yeah.
have been helpful, Usopp is probably the main one.
I agree here because he kept them calm. He kept them from escalating as much as possible because I think to a point there was no not escalating. They were going to escalate according to the White Berets because you couldn't do anything. You couldn't even sleep without breaking the law. But he did his best and he kept Luffy away from the crazy island. And he went back to get ship materials, which is more forethought than any of the other people had to do.
I don't know. Luffy thought about food.
But
For himself.
Luffy
For
also likes to fuck around and find out.
Yeah, and you said his motivation was to just delay the leaving. It wasn't out of
I mean, that's true.
selflessness.
And
He wants to go towards the danger, not away from it.
Usopp
Exactly.
is not doing a good job at keeping him away from the danger because they are headed there right the fuck now.
I mean, how can you wrangle a wild Luffy? You
You
can't.
don't.
You don't, not at all.
Zoro is the only one who fully understands that you cannot and will not
No. I mean, you can give the logical speech to Luffy, but whatever Luffy says goes.
So, from what I'm understanding, is we're giving it to the melon.
Don't know.
I kind of want to give it to Usopp. Usopp's never had it, right? He's n
No, I don't think so.
He has not had the MVP, Snow.
I think if he deserves it at any point, it should be this point.
Yeah. Nobody else was useful here at all.
At all.
I
If
hit
anything,
nobody forwarded the
everybody
plot
else
at
was like far off, like fuck off.
all. Yeah. Nobody helped anything.
I gave it to Luffy for the selflessness at the end, like, and honestly being aware enough, even though obviously Luffy gets distracted very easily, he still was paying attention to everything going on this whole time and analyzing every situation he was in. Even if you don't feel like he handled the situation well, he was constantly thinking one step ahead of most of the people around him, except for maybe Robin or Zoro. But also the fact that even when it came down to it, he did not give a shit about himself. He only cared about Konis, who was actually the person in trouble, who is the person that was being impressed by Enaru. So yeah, I was thinking about Luffy.
I didn't notice any of that. I'm sorry.
Well,
With
no,
him.
I see your point, but I'm going to counter your point by saying that Luffy has been like that since the very beginning.
mean,
He's always been
that's
very
true. It's
selfless
just
and very thinking, even if that person betrays him, thinking of them first.
it's very I mean, it's very true. And I think that we notice it every time, but I think usually there's other people that do other things that kind of stand out a little bit more to kind of overshadow it. And here, I didn't really feel like there was. So again, I feel like we're giving it to the melon.
Yeah, I just, yes, he was very selfless there at the end when he realized that they were having to do things that they didn't want to do. But like throughout the other episodes, I didn't notice him watching and evaluating. I just saw him like being reckless,
Yeah, it was just
not in a bad way, just doing what he wanted.
just these
And
very
Zoro,
quick little moments throughout where he was
yeah,
looking at Konis and noticing the
I
little
guess.
things that she was doing, body language, stuff like that.
And I'm sure you're right. I just didn't notice them myself, but I noticed Usopp being helpful more than ever,
Right?
and I was
That's
like,
the one thing
listen,
that stood out to me over everything. I
yeah.
was like, wow, Usopp is actually helping the situation.
Nobody else asked for supplies. Nobody. And their ship is a wreck, even more so now. And I don't. He kept a clear head when all the craziness was going on with the White Berets. Nobody else did. Not even Nami. So I don't want to give it to him either. Okay?
It's
I
because
don't want to
Nami
give
was
it to
going to
him.
have to pay for the shit.
But
It's really easy to not care about what they're saying whenever you don't have to pay for it.
Well, nobody had to pay for it except Nami.
And that's why she beat the fuck out of him.
But nobody
That's
else helped either, though.
why she's ran him over with a car. Yeah, that's fine. I'll give it to you,
You would
so.
rather give it to a melon than Usopp or
Absolutely. Because
Sabo?
we have other chances to give it to Usopp in the future. We are never going to have this opportunity to give it to the melon that breaks Luffy's teeth in.
If you won't give it to the fox, I don't want to give it to the melon.
We never even discussed the fox. That's why I said the melon.
False. I said that when we first started that episode. I said
Yeah,
MVP.
you did. But then when it came
Yeah,
time
play
for
it
the
back.
MVP's nominations, you did not
Play it
mention
back.
it. I
Play
no,
it
I
back.
remember you saying it. It's just that was not the proper time for MVP's
Oh,
nominations.
God.
So when we're talking
Whatever.
about it
Listen to
now,
this.
it's not being mentioned.
Listen to this stuff coming out of his mouth.
So I'm gonna write down the melon.
Write down what you want. I will post my own thoughts. I have access to the Twitter too. For now.
It to Usopp.
Let Annabelle decide. She's the guest.
That's fair.
No. Do not put me in this.
Annabelle's the replacement.
Do it, Annabelle. Somebody call Amanda. She's probably, it's probably middle of the night right now. Let's call
Probably is. Like, we can
her.
call her, and it's gonna be like 2, 3 in the morning there. She's gonna be like, "Are you really fucking me? Wait, fucking waking me up for this
She'll
shit
say,
right now." She's like, "I haven't even watched the episodes yet. Give it to the
she'll know. She'll say, "This is the one that Eric doesn't want."
No, she would do that. Yeah, she would definitely do that. All right, Usopp
I'm not cheering because I'm happy about it. We're cheering
it
because we want to fight against Derek, which is very hard
is.
to do.
I would agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
That's a little pre-show inside joke right there.
I guess I was pre-show, wasn't
It was.
it? Damn it. Okay, next week we are looking at episodes 159 to 163. So we are moving right along through this here. Anything else, Whitney, Annabelle, before we head out of here?
Who the fuck is God?
Yeah.
Yep.
And why does he do the things he does?
Explain yourself, coward.
All right.
Was
And on that
cowardly
note, you can find the show on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Going Merry Pod. And you can also support us by leaving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. It goes a long way with getting the show out there, and it is very much appreciated. So I hope everyone has a fantastic rest of your week, and we will be back next week. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.